made, as you know.
Yes, it went pretty public there.
we attended that, and we attended a couple of the all candidates debates, and both plan on, you know, going through the join the committee process when that comes out. And we made it a public goal for us to start going to some council meetings. You know, there's a lot of things that we weren't satisfied with over 4 years, and people that we know weren't satisfied with. So we were trying to go in with an open mind and see, you know, what each candidate had to offer. Because, you know, again, like, we're just getting to that age where we're starting to be, like, interested in municipal politics. So it's like, we didn't come in with that background knowledge of, like, what decisions were made, you know, 4 years ago. We came in with an open mind and just wanted to ask the open-ended question, you know, let them give us their pitch, and didn't really get a pitch.
And the other big thing that made us want to get involved is our families. They're not really, I wouldn't say they're political on either sides.
Yeah.
And so when we started to get involved, we started being their voice too. And then people that they know, we were their voice, and people were reaching out and asking us questions, and we were bouncing ideas back and forth. So it really became like a public, full-on engagement, which was great because this is such a close community. Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So it was really great in that sense.
Yeah. The other thing too is that this is a little bit personal to us, but you know, housing is obviously like one of the number one issues around here. And last year, Marley and I, so like we're a couple, so we kind of, we're not doing it really the way most people do it. Like we live together in our own place currently, and like we just turned 20 this year in the county. And knowing that like everyone in our immediate circle wants that, but just simply can't get it. We feel like it's our duty that, you know, like we've been lucky enough to find ourselves a place and work together. Like that's part of the reason why we are where we are, because we're like we're two people in one unit. Whereas a lot of young people, you know, they're not there yet. And, you know, to get a unit or any place for a decent price, just being a single person in this community is tough, let alone a couple. The five main issues that were raised by, you know, people that attended were the doctor shortage, affordable housing, water rates was a big one, farmland protection, and environmental protection. And, you know, year-round employment was another issue that got brought up. You know, one of our big concerns, few of the candidates had much to say about how young people were affected by these issues as stakeholders, let alone solutions, especially the housing one, because our worries as young people is that it's gotten to the point now that there's so many people that are facing affordable housing issues in this community that, you know, any of these new developments aren't going to do much to help young people right now that are looking for immediate housing. Because of the level of the amount of people that need it right now in all age categories.
As of right now, we're not really headed in the right direction to bring people here. But I will say that county people that are born and raised here are very resilient, like us. And like I mentioned before, we moved a lot. And I think it takes mindset, honestly, and we're not gonna leave anytime soon. However, those people that can't find housing, that have no supports, that can't find a job enough that will make them enough to actually live here, they're not gonna stay here. And I think there was a recent article too, like people that moved here and they're not, the childcare is a big one, and then they're moving back away. That's definitely not headed in the right direction. However, I will say if promises are kept, then hopefully we can change that around. And I mean promises that are kept by the local government now, that might be able to turn it around, and hopefully it will. However, it is so intimidating and overwhelmed for young people to get involved, not only by the local government and all that, but also by the older generation. Because I would not say that we get welcomed with open arms in any sense. And I'll give an example. We went to the municipal elections training, and everyone was really great there, no worries there. Someone else that I know went to the training on a different day, and the things that they were saying about young people were absolutely kind of disgusting, honestly. And I don't mean the election staff, I mean the older generation that was there. It was really not nice to hear, and that is also not going to get us in the right direction. I think there's a lot of diversity here, and we need to come together as a whole and solve these issues, or our community is not going to keep thriving. It's going to keep going downhill and not in the right direction.
Throughout all of our experience, there are numerous candidates that we speak with regularly now, mm-hmm. through our experience, and then met them and like kept in touch with one or two of them that are victorious. They're current counselors, so we hope to keep up that communication. One of them's very well known for engaging with youth, so we hope to keep in touch with them. Definitely the goal of getting a committee like that established is in our minds every day.
Mm-hmm. It comes back to everything. It comes back to the doctor shortages, the affordable housing, the water rates, the farmland protection, the environmental stuff, economy. It all comes back together, right? It impacts everything. And I think the biggest thing, again, I'll say it again, is just bringing everyone together, because, you know, it all falls under one thing, and we cannot keep splitting everything up, because everything impacts everything that we do and everyone that lives here. I'm more interested in the council. Nolan here is definitely
I would like to run for council and run for mayor one day. I'm 20 years old right now.
Full-time students too. So
yeah, I want to be. I'd like to be a teacher when I'm older. So I don't really know how that fits into these plans. But eventually, before the day that I die, I would like to be a municipal councillor in Prince Edward County, and perhaps mayor one day. It's not just on politicians. I really want to reiterate that, because people around here love to complain, especially, you know, young people too. And you can't be a community of complainers when less than half of the community votes. And that's it's sad. And, you know, like, that was being touted as a victory, 48%. I don't really care what we don't care what all the other municipalities do. The Toronto, I don't care that Toronto was 20 or 30, whatever it was, that ours was so high up. 48% is not good. Not good in a community with the type of issues we have, the stakeholders we have, the complaining that happens here, the division that happens here. It's just not right. And so Marley and I really wanted to point out, and, you know, we shared with people we know. We said, like, Marley and I bring great points. We're doing our best to bring attention to youth issues. But the biggest thing that's going to happen, that our concerns to be heard, is that if young people as a stakeholder group get out and vote. And I know it's the common argument you hear every year that young people don't vote. It's a personal goal of ours to change that around here.
And please know, moving forward, you know, there was people coming from Hillier to the Ameliasburg Hall. That is quite the drive and carrying place to Ameliasburg Hall.
Yeah.
There definitely needs to be more resources, but moving forward, please know there are people that can give you rides. There's phone numbers you can call for that help. There was online voting, and there are a lot of resources. So moving forward, please don't think that, oh, I can't get a ride here, I can't vote, so my voice doesn't really matter anyways. Every single vote counts, and there are resources there to help you make that difference and bring the community back together. So I just wanted to get that out there, because that was a really big thing we kept hearing, and there are resources there to help all of us.
Yeah. And another thing I want to point out is, you know, people said to us when we were bringing up these, when I saw in the community people were complaining about the turnout or whatever, and, you know, a lot of folks were saying that, you know, well, if you're not informed, you know, there's no sense voting anyways. And, you know, like, whoever votes, that's reflective of the population. That's true to some extent. And that's why Marley and I, our goal is to help make sure that young people in this community are more informed about local issues. And we're going to stay loud, stay proud, we're going to stay
engaged
with young people in this community, not only in our circle. We've got plenty of planning to do there, but our goal essentially is to, one, allow young people to be treated as a bigger stakeholder in municipal issues. Two, get there by creating a more informed youth voting population in this community.
Mm-hmm.
That's our